In the past, propaganda came from posters and loudspeakers. Today, propaganda slips into the feeds disguised as suggested for you. Advertising has become a kind of propaganda. Advertising is quiet, planned, and powerful. It's enough to make people buy things that work against the interest of themselves. What if the happiness you are chasing is propaganda in a cute package? I wake up, I open TikTok, I scroll through videos that feel random. The videos are not random. Each scroll quietly whispers the message to buy this, want this, believe this. In my podcast, I will cover the dark side of advertising, manipulation, manufactured desire, and consumer exploitation. My name is Khadijah Kafo, and this is Know It All. In this podcast, I explore how modern advertising grew from PR propaganda techniques and is now turned into algorithm-driven persuasion systems that we see today with apps like TikTok. Advertising and algorithm-driven persuasion systems shape what we buy, what we believe, and fuel a culture of overconsumption. We like to think that propaganda is a thing of the past. We had the posters, we had the slogans, and the painted symbols. But today, I notice the propaganda feels personal. Algorithms build the propaganda, and people hide the propaganda as entertainment. The system is surely working. I notice that people are consuming more than ever, not because people choose to, but because someone chose for us. Welcome to the world where propaganda never disappeared. It just evolved. PR is a communication model. The persuasive communication model tries to push the audience towards a belief or a specific action. Propaganda is the spreading of information. Propaganda works to strengthen a cause or to weaken the cause. One can say PR campaigns are basically propaganda, but in pink. Before ads, there was just colorful images selling products. They were tools of persuasion for political, ideological, and economic ideas. PR pioneers didn't just sell goods, they sold mindsets. Ever heard of the diamond industry? A diamond is forever has become one of the most recognizable slogans in advertising history and shaped consumer culture. Why? Because one day, at De Beers, Consolidated Mines LTD, wanted to tap into the diamond market. Before De Beers, the demand for diamonds was low. A few tips and tricks from the PR firm NWAR & Son helped De Beers change norms. De Beers turned diamonds into something people felt like they needed through advertising. De Beers used propaganda techniques like emotional appeal. People link diamonds to love. I also see people link diamonds to commitment and to status. We see it in our K Jewelers ad. Every kiss begins with K. It's not logical, it's emotional. Social pressure. We saw ads quietly make men feel ashamed. Ads tell men that the small diamonds men bought were not good enough. A bigger stone equals better man. Manufactured tradition. The jewelry industry convinced the public that diamond engagement rings were tradition, even though engineers only invented technology in the 1930s, but yet the public accepted that claim.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Companies now sell emotions, lifestyles, and for a small price, they can sell you your next identity. Since the beginning of time, companies have built lifestyles, not products. We do not buy Nike for shoes. We buy Nike for motivation. Companies shape how we think and act by appealing to our emotions. The overconsumption we see is not an accident. Overconsumption is engineered. Have you ever been on TikTok and wondered why you suddenly need something you never cared about? The need is not intuition. The need is by design. PR strategies create desire faster than we can crush in desire. Influencer today equal modern PR agents. Ads don't shout like old propaganda. They whisper, they study you, and learn your impulses. Advertising began as persuasion, then it became propaganda. Today, it's entertainment, culture, and identity. But the result is the same. We consume more, question way less, and scroll past the shrinks controlling us. This podcast is produced by the Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by me, Khadijah Kaffo. Thank you to my professor for a wonderful semester. My name is Khadijah Kaffo, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all of our episodes to learn something new in 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about the dark side of advertising. Bye for now.